1. You hear a history student talking. When did Germany and Andorra sign the peace treaty? A. Before World War II. B. During World War II. C. At the end of World War I.
The other day I was reading about the Treaty of Versailles. You know, the peace treaty that ended World War I. Do you know that one country was actually left out of it? People forgot about Andorra, the tiny state in the Pyrenees beside Spain. I suppose because it's so small. Eventually, Andorra did sign a peace treaty with Germany ending World War I, but not until it was fighting Germany in World War II.
2. You hear a boy talking to his mother. What does he say about Caligula? A. He had a good sense of humour. B. He was a serious person. C. He was definitely mad.
Our teacher was telling us about the Roman Emperor Caligula today. He did crazy things, and a lot of people think he was mad. He was bald on top, so he made a law which said that people couldn't look down on him when he was passing by. Can you imagine? Another thing he did, he kept his horse inside the palace, decorated with jewels. I mean, really, he can't have taken anything very seriously. I think he just enjoyed a good joke. What do you think?
3. You are listening to a radio program. How many days did Julius Caesar add to the year 46 BC? A. 1 day. B. 66 days. C. 67 days.
You know our year used to be 366 days long instead of 365. It doesn't sound much of a difference, does it? Just one day. But in fact, the year is connected with the sun and moon, and by the time of Julius Caesar, things were in a big mess. Midsummer's Day was happening in August instead of June. To sort all this out, Julius Caesar had to add 67 days to one year, the year 46 BC, so it was a really long year.
4. You hear a tour guide talking. What does she say about King Ludwig? A. He admired Wagner. B. He didn't know Wagner at all. C. He was familiar with Wagner's music.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here we are at the castle of Neuschwanstein. This castle was built by King Ludwig II of Bavaria towards the end of the 19th century. One of his hobbies was building castles. Ludwig thought very highly of Wagner, and he built Neuschwanstein because he wanted somewhere to stage Wagner's operas. Wagner wasn't very well known at that time. If this castle looks familiar to you, that's because it probably is. People say that Walt Disney modelled his fairy tale castles on Neuschwanstein.
5. You hear a teacher talking to her class. What does she want her students to do? A. Watch a film about the Spanish explorers. B. Write an essay about the Spanish explorers. C. Gather material about the Spanish explorers.
The topic is the Spanish explorers. You've written an essay on this, so you've some idea what it's about, I hope. You should have a look at your history textbook, which has a good section on this, and go to the library and see what you can find there. Don't forget to look in the encyclopedias. And there's the internet, but remember to be very careful about what sites you use. Always note down your source. You could probably use some details from the film on Columbus that we saw last week.